worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
We are at episode 90!
Oh, 10 away from the granddaddy.
Well, one of the granddaddies.
Yeah.
Because then there's like 200, 500,000.
Well, the first granddaddy.
Right. And so we're 10 away from 100. For those of you who don't know how to do math, what are we going to plan for that? Are we going to have something cool happen? Probably not.
You know, I was listening to our Best Of episode last week.
Yes.
And Nikki said, what was she going to do? She was going to do something random, and we said she couldn't do it. Oh, start a fire with sticks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you, let's first introduce the show, because we kind of are already launching into content, which is fine. We're excited about things. Welcome to A Freak Accident, episode number 90. Thank you for taking the time to download. My name's Crisco. I have Lazy E here to my left. And across the table is the one and only Mickey.
I'm so confused.
The fire starter.
The fire.
You said in the Best Of episode, which you get at freakaccent.com, click podcast.
That's right, click podcast. All our episodes are there. And don't forget to send an email to freaks@freakaccident.com about anything. It'd be great to hear from you. But, yes, continue.
Yeah, and put your address in the email and we'll send you stickers. But
I won't catch it on fire, apparently.
No, you said... We were trying to figure out, like, things you should know.
How to do.
How to do. And one was start a fire with, like...
With sticks.
And you said, I could do that. And we go, oh, really? And you said, yeah.
Yeah.
We said...
Specifically, it was start a fire without a match.
Without
right?
a match, yeah. But you said, I could do it with sticks. And you're like, and we're like, no, you couldn't. And you're like, yeah, we can. And we said, we're going to plan that someday.
Okay.
100th episode.
Right, yeah. Cause
so we're burning down Crisco's house is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Listen.
With sticks.
You're not going to be able to do it, so I'm not worried, okay? You can't start a fire
Does
with sticks.
Does insurance cover that?
Give it your best shot, okay? I double dog dare you. I'm putting my house on the line. You cannot
Literally.
Start a fire with sticks. You can't do it.
Crisco.
Okay.
Crisco. Mickey, just wait here. We need to go outside for a quick show meeting.
Okay, fine. Hey, man, what's up? Great to see you out here in the dimly lit light.
Oh, yeah.
It's like reflecting off of that weird pointy part of your hair. It's cool.
Yeah, too long. I need to get a cut. Either way. So you're saying she can't start a fire. This is a girl that cooks for her dogs. Probably French kisses them. I'm not sure. But think about it. That kind of girl that has that kind of dedication to outdoor animals probably knows.
Nah, man, I'm going to whiz all over those sticks. It'll never work.
Oh, we should give her Play-Doh. just she won't know.
She's too stupid. She'll never figure it out.
She's a girl.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, I love you.
Love you, too.
Nice kidding. Hey, Mickey, what's up? We're back.
Hi.
So, yeah, no, you could probably do it.
Definitely. You'll definitely be able to do it. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's going to be embarrassing.
No, it's going to be
We're
horrible.
Going to put it on Instagram. It's going to go viral.
Yeah, we'll just film you going...
Just please like wear like camouflage and outdoorsy kind of clothes and just, you know...
Well, then they wouldn't be able to see me.
You're not a doctor of thugonomics. It's not even possible.
What?
You can't see me. John Cena.
No.
You might have an associate.
Oh.
You might have an associate at best.
You are making my head hurt.
It's like I just ate the entire carton of ice cream. This brain freeze is murdering me.
I almost got a bachelor degree in it, but I'm still working on it.
Welcome to A Freak Accident, folks. Glad to have you here. Hey, I've got news. Well, I've got news on behalf of someone else who has news.
So you have news by proxy.
Yes. Lazy E, I think, knows about this, too. Mickey may or may not know. I'm not sure. Former co-host of A Freak Accident from way back when we first started, Ian Hunter.
Oh, he was a part of the original show.
Yeah, he was one of the founding members of this show. Longtime listeners will remember him. He went off and is having radio adventures in Illinois.
Bloomington, Illinois.
Okay, right. But Ian Hunter, you'll remember him. Mickey remembers him fondly.
Sure.
Nope.
Okay. He's having a baby.
What?
Well, not him. His
oh,
wife.
Yeah, it was
I thought you were going to tell me he walked into a door again.
Well, I'm sure that
Congratulations
happens.
Congratulations for Mickey.
So, wait a minute. Hold on. He's having a kid. Didn't he just get a dog?
You did.
Oh.
Yeah, does he not know how this works?
Oh, no.
Apparently not.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
Ian Hunter and his wife, West Virginia, are are procreating together. They're being fruitful, and they're multiplying, and it's wonderful. And I know he still listens, so I just wanted to tell you, Ian, man, we're thrilled for you. Best of luck. Congratulations. That's awesome. I'm sure it's going to be a mutant of some kind that's going to eat squirrels and not be able to function in most ways, and will just sort of have terrible banter about country music on the radio one day, too. So, can't wait. Awesome.
Do you think they planned it, or do you think it was a freak accident?
Yeah! And you know what?
Yeah.
When Ian told me, he actually made that joke, so you can't even claim that one for yourself.
Well, he's still. I mean, do we have like a baby song? I don't know.
Baby poo, baby poo. All I talk about is baby poo. Baby poo, baby poo.
That's gonna be his wife.
First of all, I would just like to applaud the fact that you had that at your fingertips.
I got it ready when we said you mentioned it. Boom, bam.
Producer of the year over here. Can you believe we didn't get Podcast of the Year in that NEPA award thing, the Electric City Music Conference?
Oh, I forgot all about that stupid thing.
We didn't win.
Shocker.
Yeah.
We got in second place,
though. We didn't pay enough people.
You know what? We won the popular vote, though, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, we lost the electoral. The Electric City editorial.
Friggin' the Russians hacked that election. Yeah. And Rich Howells is a liar, and he still sucks.
But
it is NEPA Scene Podcast.
We got second place.
Rigged. The whole thing's been rigged.
We got second place, which, you know what that means? We're a fat number two.
Baby poo, baby poo. All I talk about is baby poo. Baby
I mean, at least he ties it all together.
That's it.
Hey, Ian in West Virginia, congratulations on your spawn. Can't wait to...
West Virginia?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, and West Virginia. I thought you said in West Virginia.
Yeah, no.
I was like, we just said he was in Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Congratulations, you two. I don't know if they know if it's a...
I don't know if they know.
It's going to be a puppy. Oh. It's fine.
It's going to be a baby.
Well, no. Boy or girl. I don't know if they can figure that out this early.
They can't figure out if Ian's a boy or a girl yet.
Poor Ian.
I know.
He's not even here to defend himself either.
That's the best part.
I mean, I'm going to get a bunch of angry, self-deprecating text messages after this episode
sure
hits the web.
Will.
But
I would have texted you sooner, but I was in my room and I couldn't open the door.
I couldn't figure out how to unlock my phone.
I banged on it for a while. Then it broke.
You know what's going to happen in the labor room? He's not going to be able to get in.
He's going to miss it because he's not, yeah.
I hope Virginia knows how to open the door to get the baby out.
You think it's genetic?
Oh, God. The kid won't know how to get out.
You kind of wonder, given this conversation, you kind of wonder how A made it to B and this even happened in the first place, if you catch my drift.
I know. Baby's going to be sitting there, I can't get out! It's going to learn how to talk before it gets out, too. The baby keeps on going up towards the other way.
And it won't be able to name five country artists, either.
He'll be just as knowledgeable as Ian in country.
Poor Ian. Ian, man, we
happiest
love
you. Happiest day of his Ian, life, man. And we ruined it.
Yeah, we love you, buddy. We miss you. Come on back sometime. Well, we'd love to have you back on the show.
Ian, are we wrong? Say something now. He didn't say anything.
There you go. All right, so on the show today, now that we've ruined Ian's probably year, we've got natural disasters which are ruining everybody's time.
Ian's life.
Yeah. Ian's kid.
Now that hurricane accident has passed on by, we're going to talk about all these other hurricanes and things that are going on and ruining Earth. We've got a movie segment to get to.
One more thing with the hurricane thing. Probably the luckiest lady ever to be in a hurricane. We'll talk about her.
Right in the storm. We've got the worst Tinder date ever. Finally going to get to that today. And we've got music you can use as well. A bunch of new albums and songs and things to review. Yes. And if we have time, we might also get to the Ig Nobel Prizes. Which happened last Thursday. That's the dumbest scientific studies of the year. I hope we have time to get to that.
Awesome.
So it's going to be a jam-packed show here on A Freak Accident.
Yeah.
Don't give me that look.
Like, seriously?
Yeah, well, luckily listeners can't see that because you'd be appalled.
Yeah, the hand gestures you were making.
I'm a lazy E.
All that goodness on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident. Yeah.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
My God.
He was a great wrestler.
I mean, I can't deny that, but...
What else am I going to intro?
Fair enough. I mean, hurricanes aren't all that we're talking about. We're talking about natural disasters in general,
but,
which have just been pummeling planet Earth for the last couple weeks.
But for the most part, it was hurricanes.
The most recent thing...
Yeah.
It was this earthquake,
Well, no, but I mean, of the majority... There was
the majority of people died in this earthquake.
Well, I didn't say a majority of people. I said the majority of natural disasters.
Want to take a guess how many people are dead in this earthquake in Mexico City?
A lot.
Central Mexico? Yeah, hundreds. They still don't have a final count because people are buried underneath buildings that literally, if you've seen videos of this, these buildings fell over like dominoes.
Yep. I did. Yeah, it was terrible. Was that a category, like a 5?
It was a category 5 or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a 7.1 magnitude quake.
How is that? Does anybody know, like, the largest?
I think 10 is the highest.
So
yeah.
They were really close to
there. Yeah, you're heading toward the worst possible earthquake you can have.
Wow.
Like, it was pretty severe. I mean, you're talking, like I said, buildings just falling all over the place, hundreds of people dead. I mean,. At least 224 as of last count in this Huffington Post article about it.
224
dead.
And the thing is, it's probably going to rise because they can't confirm death until they see body.
Well, yep. Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, and people are buried. I mean, they're finding people alive, but they're finding people not alive too. And the other problem is that kind of like when the towers fell down on September 11th, you know, people who are way at the bottom might be alive, but they're running out of air.
Running out of air, they're getting crushed.
Right, getting crushed, or, you know, there's no water. Yeah, starvation, dehydration. I mean, there's a lot of things going on there. Just a terrible thing overall. This was bad, though. They felt this in Los Angeles. It was a 3.4, I think, in L.A. And, I mean, this is bad.
That terrifies me.
Earthquakes?
Like, no, not earthquakes. I mean, the idea of being stuck, knowing you hear people, and nothing you could do about it. You're just laying there waiting. And chances are they're not going to find you in time.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No video games to keep yourself occupied or anything like that either. Like,
Well, you never know. They might have fallen with their cell phone, so that might last a little bit.
All right, Angry Birds, while I get crushed by rubble.
Yeah, all right. The second level of Candy Crush time. Let's revisit this, Jim.
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, though, thoughts and prayers with everybody involved in this. I mean, we'll probably have methods for you to donate. I don't know if anything's been set up yet.
You go to the Red Cross.
Yeah,
and
visit their website. There'll be ways for you to help out. I mean, and they're going to need it because literally the city came down. The whole city crumbled as a result of this. Just terrible. So, yeah, earthquakes, hurricanes. I'm wondering when the fire starts falling out of heaven at this
don't
point.
Say
because,
it.
I mean, you know, now we've got. Hurricane, Hurricane Maria is the most recent one that has now left the entire island of Puerto Rico.
That's bad.
Without power.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
0.0 people on the island currently have electrical power. That's really going to make, like, rescues and rebuilding efforts kind of tough when you can't start your power tools.
Can't start power tools, can't call for help.
Yeah.
You're at the mercy of Mother Nature at that point.
Yeah, Hurricane Maria, which, I mean, luckily for the mainland United States, not so much for all those Caribbean islands, but the mainland United States, it looks like it's just going to hook out into the ocean, you know, after destroying the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. And I think that one island, I forget what it's called, it's not Barbados, but it's one kind of similar to that. Anyway, there's nobody on the island right now. Everybody left.
Well, that
between
was smart.
Between Irma and now Maria, they just said,
I'm good.
Noping right out of here.
That was the one you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. The island you're talking about. They got devastated by Irma. And now...
And they get a second one coming through. Oy.
Yeah, because they were saying they were getting ready for Maria. If I was living there, it's like, you got to get out at that point.
Hey, guess what, though? Silver lining, free island to anybody who gets there. Because there's nobody around to defend it.
Yeah, let's see. The one that's in the way of every hurricane possible. That's a good idea.
Don't care, man. Island. I claim this in the name of a freak accident.
Nope.
We can build our studio right in the middle.
We'll get crushed more than we do in regular
episodes. Live from the eye of the next storm. So yeah, Maria, Puerto Rico is in rough shape now. And before that was Irma. That was the one that basically just went right up Florida, like the shaft of Florida. It just went right up it, and you can laugh.
Peninsula, is that what you were looking for?
That's a better word, okay. Probably. But it just went right up there, tore everything up. And I mean, we had friends and family in
Florida. Our voice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Mike.
He's down there, isn't he? Or was.
He was up here right before it happened. He drove back 18 hours because he had to take care of all the stations he takes care of down there. And he said he got lucky. He didn't get destroyed, but it was bad, he said.
Yeah,
it was
sure.
really bad.
Here's an interesting article in the USA Today. Hurricane Irma aftermath. Floridians... Right? Floridians,
yeah, Florida.
Without flood insurance, now face astronomical bills. Who in Florida does not have flood insurance? That seems like an oversight.
Murderer and I talk about that a lot with people that live down near, even somewhere near that's not necessarily a floodplain, but you're that close to water. Have flood insurance. You know these things happen.
Ask the people who dealt with Katrina in Louisiana.
Right.
It happened. Everybody was saying, I don't have a way to get my house. You are below sea level.
Florida is a swamp.
Right.
Yeah.
Marshland.
There's no real solid ground there. That's why they get sinkholes all the time. So maybe investing in something that protects you from the water would be a good idea. A smart thing for next time.
The tornadoes that we're going through actually were Sharknadoes. Sharks were getting picked
They
up.
Were Gatornadoes, too, apparently, because they were dropping alligators all over the place down there.
Oh, that would be... oh, my God, that's a nightmare.
Think about this. What is appealing about Florida, besides, like, Universal Studios and Disney World, which are nice to visit? I don't need to live there to see them all the time.
Always have said that.
Gators everywhere, snakes everywhere, it's hot as crap, the ground just opens up and swallows you, you get battered by hurricanes on a semi-regular basis. What? It's god-awful hot and humid. What is so appealing about Florida?
Mosquito capital of the world as well.
Yeah, see?
Well, not only that, us...
Nobody knows how to drive. Roads just end. I've been there. It is atrocious.
Us being from the north can sympathize with it. Everybody from the north is like, we're going to move down south because they're so much nicer. Florida is the north of the south. Everybody from the north moves to Florida, so you're just getting the same thing again. So all of that together equals terrible. Visit it. Get out.
I mean, Florida, we feel for you, and we really do hope that your rebuilding effort goes well.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Know? And honest, you know, go, again, Red Cross, help the people of Florida because they need it. But, you know, serious stuff aside, your state sucks, and there's a lot of real funny news that comes out of Florida, too, that we're always making fun of you for. So, you know.
Yeah, don't go away simply for that.
Yeah, your state, move out of there. I mean, if what we're talking about isn't helping you, you just got your house and property probably mostly destroyed by a Category 5 hurricane. Maybe time to relocate somewhere else.
How about this, a lady
How about Tennessee? Tennessee's a nice place.
You're the only 10 I see.
Right?
But no, this lady who was down in Florida during Irma, she got out. Like, she was one of the ones that said, I'm not staying. So she left. Okay?
Okay.
Her goal was to make it to Virginia.
Okay.
She made one stop, okay? One stop in North Carolina to get gas, because there was no more gas than in Georgia. So she stopped where she absolutely had to. She went inside and said, you know, having bad luck. Might as well get a scratcher ticket. $10,000.
Nice.
She actually fixed her house with it.
I was going to say, it'll help you rebuild that roof.
Yeah.
$10,000, you're going to get a nice roof.
The best roof, believe me.
Yeah, yeah. Trump will get you the best.
And then there's this story, though, which is appalling. The auto dealer.
Oh, this is disgusting.
So there was a parking garage, public parking. They set it aside for the people of Florida and said, okay, hey, come park your car in the structure.
For free.
Save your car.
For free. Save your car. If you don't have anywhere to put it here. Totally free, you know, to ride out the hurricane. And then some auto dealer decided, yeah, no, we're going to put our entire stock in there and screw everybody else out of their free parking.
47 cars.
I hope they get sued.
Well, they all got tickets. Mm. Every 47, and then they all had, a lot of them had boots on the car too.
I'd have been like John Goodman in The Big Lebowski. This is what happens when you meet a stranger in the Alps.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know definitely. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's the made-for-TV edit.
Get that part right. I thought you were just editing yourself.
That would have been clever if I was. I'm not that smart.
I should have known that.
We have audio from that, too.
Oh, this is the people, the reactions, because they were taking, like, Facebook Live. That's the great thing about it. People reacting on the spot.
The poor people in here in this town, they can't park here because of this reason.
It's just another example of the ugly American.
There should be some type of priority. Residents don't have anywhere else to go. You have your cars out there. You can cover them up, do a number of things with them.
Just smash them. Nobody's going to care.
I mean, their insurance policies are going to cover the cars at the dealership. Like, I mean, a person is also going to have their car covered for the most part. But if you can save the cars that are already bought that they own,
maybe that was their plan. Yeah. You know, Joe down the street, he's going to lose his car in this hurricane. Then he can stop by the auto mart. You can pick up one of the cars that was saved.
Oh, I didn't even think
about it. There's greed for you.
We'll get you a line of credit. Just make sure you have a cash down payment.
Special place in hell. That guy gets a nice special place.
Just time to appear the next time there's a hurricane in Florida.
I want to know how he got all of those cars there all by himself.
He did. Probably workers helped him with that.
Do none of them have morals? Like,
that
really?
Would be like a furniture company going, oh, there's a shelter over there. We could just put that all right there and store all our stuff and we'll be good.
You said morals. Weird, like morals. I thought she was saying marbles, like Merles. She was saying it weird.
Not the Merles.
The guy lost his Merles.
Yeah, he lost his Merles. He lost his Earl
Mickey,
in his car.
Mickey turned into a Southerner there for a second.
Yeah, she got really into the story.
Gotta have the drawl.
The Florida Mickey's coming out on the freak accident.
It's a big moment. We've been waiting for it. The transformation is almost complete.
Hey,
Boston Mickey, Florida Mickey. There's a lot of different Mickeys in there. Maybe that's Florida Mickey.
Yeah, she's just, hey, welcome to a freak accident.
Honestly, though, I'm glad that Jose stayed out in the ocean. Maria's hooking out. Like, United States, heck, everybody needs a break from these natural disasters. Mm-hmm. United States, Mexico, Barbados, Puerto Rico, Cuba, everybody needs a break. Just, let's just, please, clouds, calm down.
Happy Christmas, come on.
Yeah, great, then we'll get a huge snowstorm.
No, don't tempt it. Don't tempt it.
He already did. Too late.
Ah, see, you ruined it now. Oh, everybody, though, stay safe. And again, donate. Redcross.org.
Yes.
Redcross.org. They'll have all the information to do that. People need your help. Do the right thing. On the way on a freak accident next, a movie segment just for you.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Well, I saw it. Oh, God.
It's here.
It is here. I mean, did you see it?
Oh, I will not see that.
Oh, really?
I'm not afraid of clowns. I just don't like scary movies.
Okay, fair enough.
Nope.
I dislike most scary movies, not for why you'd think, because they're not scary. A lot of them like rely way too much on jump scares and like cheap.
Yeah, the cheap thrills.
Gimmicks,
gore.
As opposed to actually being like psychologically disturbing, you know, or actually being frightening. Yeah, it's just blood everywhere. Person gets lifted into the air and smashed off the wall.
And then
that's not scary.
It's all quiet and you hear,
Yeah, right, yeah. So, now granted, this movie did have some of that. Mickey, you didn't see it, did you?
I did not, no.
Okay. This movie did have some of that. Like, there were, like, jump scares, and the one annoying thing in it was, like, there was this loud terrible noise every time, like, there was a jump scare, like, as if to, not that, as if to tell you, like, this is the part where you're supposed to be scared. It was just like, you know, like, he would suddenly pop out and it would go, you know what I mean? Kind of, sort of, yeah. So you're just, you know, it's like, oh, good, okay, so that's, I'm supposed to be scared because there's the loud sound effect. You know, it's like, yeah, you got your drop, or you got the new drop for me now.
I'm so happy.
I've never seen you smile bigger. But, but I mean, there were those elements, but around the jump scares, though, I think the movie did a really good job of building in, like, that sense of unease and dread that really does make a good horror movie. So, like, there was already, like, it was psychologically, like, oh my god, you know, but then there were also jump scares, which was annoying, but they, it wasn't only that.
Well,
they did
good.
Half right, half wrong, whatever. I mean, overall, I think it led to a great experience.
That I haven't heard one bad review of it from people.
Okay.
Was it better than the original?
Oh god, yeah.
Okay.
I hated the original.
Yeah. I mean, the original, it
maybe for the time.
It's kind of a product of its time. It doesn't really hold up. The adult part is terrible. Like, the second part of the miniseries,
yeah.
The image is awful. The acting is atrocious. The first part, though, I'll never forget, when I was younger, like, it did disturb me. You know,
okay.
That was one of the first things that, like, stuck with me. So I'm not saying it wasn't good. That wasn't good. But, I mean, Tim Curry did also play it, like, way over the top, too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing. Like, his portrayal is endearing because of how campy it was, you know, and how he played it. Still an awesome performance. I don't even care. But this was way more, like, horror, like, just pure freaking terror, though.
Okay.
And
it was,
like,
2017 scary.
Right, yeah. Like, stuff like... like, just little things, like when Pennywise is talking to Georgie
in the sewer, yeah.
And he's talking to him, he's like, oh, I'm Pennywise, the dancing clown. Like, he's drooling, actually, as he's talking,
because okay,
it's like,
you.
It's because he's going to eat him, you know, and
yeah.
It's like, he can't, he's like, just so hungry, and like, there's this morsel
right.
of food, and he's like, he can't even control himself, he's drooling, and like, the guy who portrayed Pennywise, like, you could buy that it was some kind of otherworldly entity who was doing its best to fake being humanoid,
right.
Yeah.
But didn't quite have it down pat, because the dude, Skarsgård, whichever one it was, Bill Skarsgård, I think, did a great freaking job. And on top of that, the kids were all great too. Like, the casting was fantastic. One of the first movies I've ever seen with kids in it that I didn't want to kill the kids.
But
I didn't want them to. He did.
Yeah, but they were already going to die.
That's what the problem was. They were already going to die, and he knew it.
Kids suck, and especially kids in movies really suck. These kids were all great, though. Well cast. They acted really well. I didn't want anything bad to happen to them, unlike young Anakin Skywalker in the start. I wanted to punt that kid into the sun. He made me want to sterilize myself and everyone within reach, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But no, the kids are all great. The casting was great. Acting was awesome. I mean, you know, with the exception of the jump scares and the annoying sound effects, it was a really good movie. I'll tell you what, Hello Nurse is still disturbed by it. Like, even today, she's like, I'm still thinking about it. Like, I can't deal. So it sticks with you after you see it, too.
Yeah,
it does.
Just walk up to her and go, I'm here.
Probably kick me right in my nads, man. What do you take it? But, I mean, as far as, like, rating it, out of 0 to 5, I'd probably give it a 4.
Okay.
I think
that's
good. I mean, it was good. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say spectacular, but I mean, it was
a horror movie. I mean,
it was exceptional, though. For a horror movie, and for me, generally doesn't like horror the way, the hackneyed way horror is done anymore, it was pretty good.
Cool.
Okay. Speaking of horror legends, though, and classics, apparently we're getting another Halloween movie.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it isn't like Halloween 3. God, was that awful.
Happy
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Nobody
happy,
even,
happy
that was
Halloween.
Not a Halloween movie.
Silver Shamrock.
Right.
The best thing is somebody now tried, because the word came out, Jamie Lee Curtis herself posted it on Twitter. Mm-hmm. There she is on the porch, wearing the same clothes. Mike Myers is standing in the background. She's coming back for this one. And a lot of people are saying, what? She died in the last one.
Oh, yeah.
So then somebody tried to create, like, a handy flow chart to explain, like, you know, how the timeline works. Because at this point, incidentally, it's about as confusing as the Terminator timeline. We'll get to Terminator in a minute. But they had like the whole stream of events, and then they had Halloween 3 just kind of off to the side and an arrow pointing to it saying WTF.
Yeah, there you go.
Because honestly, okay.
How funny would it be? They're saying they're remaking Halloween, and they remake Halloween 3.
That would be genius.
Swerve.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's like this doesn't really follow the Rob Zombie reboot. It kind of goes back to the one timeline where she didn't die. I don't know if that was the one with H20.
No, I don't remember. They made so many.
I mean, it's so confusing at this point. I'm not sure it makes much sense.
But speaking of Rob Zombie, he's got a film coming out too.
What is that?
American Satan, I think, or Satan. Yeah, no, American Satan. I never Satan America.
Is it about Donald Trump? It's about
Donald
Trump.
I wish. Actually, no. It actually looks pretty good.
Oh, okay. His stuff is hit or miss.
No, this looks like, watching the trailer, it's about a rock band that finds Satan. It actually looks good.
Ooh. The Memoirs of Murderer.
How he found Mickey.
No one.
For the win.
Just end the show. And I don't even mean this episode. Just the podcast ends now, because it's never going to get better than that joke.
Thank you.
God.
Oh. Stop letting my secrets out of the bag.
But yeah, I don't know how this is going to make it. You know why they're doing it, though, with Jamie Lee Curtis? They want some of that soft reboot money.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
Like they just got with Star Wars did it. You know, yeah. Terminator Genesis, God help them, tried to do it. You know, it failed miserably. But they're trying to do, like, you know, they're bringing back the element of the old to restart it with something new. You know, and
tie it in. Yeah.
To tie it all together, because they got to get that stuff. Nobody wants to go see a pure reboot anymore. So they got to tie it into the old continuity somehow. So sure, we'll resurrect Jamie Lee Curtis's character from the grave and shove her in there somewhere, because why not? We could do what we want.
Never happened.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Did she ever meet Mike Myers before this moment? Don't know. Don't really care. They're probably going to make a bajillion dollars.
They're going to find out it's Austin Powers.
Dig it.
Thank you.
Dig it. You're on a roll tonight, man.
I know.
Keep it up.
I'm
like, keep up the good work. And speaking of Terminator Genesis and convoluted timelines, though.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we are getting another Terminator movie. James Cameron is actually involved this time, though. Now, that would make me excited had he not gushed over how good Terminator Genesis was.
Yeah.
That movie, on further reflection, was one of the worst things I've ever subjected my eyes to in my life.
I've never seen it, and I don't want
to. Dude, it's awful. It is just God awful. It's so terrible. And then also, I mean, James Cameron is making those terrible Avatar movies. Uh-huh. You know, you would have thought, like, Ridley Scott would have made a really good Alien movie. Nope, he's ruined that franchise, the franchise he created. He's probably going to ruin Blade Runner, too, when Blade Runner 2049 comes out. So, I mean, the fact that James Cameron is involved doesn't immediately fill me with confidence. I mean, at least he's got some decent, like, writers. He's got David Goyer in there, Charles Egli, Josh Friedman, who actually wrote the Sarah Connor Chronicles, which was the Terminator TV show. That was
Sarah Connor?
TV show was excellent, I might add. Mm-hmm. But they're doing this movie now, and apparently this is going to be a sequel to Terminator 2. So Terminator 3, Terminator Salvation, Terminator Genesis, now they're saying all three of them didn't happen. That was the funny thing about Genesis, is that was trying to say that 2 and 3 and Salvation never happened.
So only happened.
They keep the first one is the only one we know for sure. I mean, at this point, who cares? But then the news came out, Arnold Schwarzenegger's going to be in it, of course, because he has to be.
I'll be back.
He will.
He will. But then Linda Hamilton's going to be back, too.
Really?
Yeah, as Sarah Connor, assuming.
Sarah Connor?
Because, of course, like Halloween, they got to get that soft reboot money.
Yep.
They need to have Sarah Connor in there. And they've even said, and they were looking to cast another younger female lead to carry the franchise into the future. So, of course, you have to have the old to transition into the new.
I think Terminator might be done.
Dude,
I just think it's butchered too much.
They ruined it. They absolutely slaughtered any goodwill that franchise had going for it. And 1 and 2 are two of the best action, horror, sci-fi movies ever made. And everything after that has been god-awful. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. Yeah, like, they just keep... Well, there's no new ideas. They got to keep going back to the well, because they can't come up with anything new.
No.
Let's dig up Arnold Schwarzenegger's rattled old bones and stick him into a leather jacket one more time and get him to run down the street, and then, you know, we'll get money out of it.
And yeah,
and it'll probably be terrible too, and then they'll completely ruin that franchise for good this time.
Just make another Expendables. I'll be happy. That's fine. Just keep making those.
Those movies were good bad, though.
But that's the thing. They're so dumb, they're great.
They knew what they were.
Yeah, just keep making those. I'm fine.
I'm okay with that, too.
You don't need continuity with that. Just bring some explosions, yep. Bring another star in there, and yep. We're done.
Yeah, a bunch of old action stars who will kill people, and I will watch that for days.
Add in Hulk Hogan, and we just got another one.
I heard Kingsman is good, though. Kingsman, The Golden Circle, that's coming out this week. Mm-hmm. Also,
the Lego one? Ninjago?
Lego Ninjago movie's out this week. Probably not going to go see that one, though, because that one, I don't know anything about Ninjago and don't really care. But then we got, Thor Ragnarok coming, Justice League on the way soon.
Still waiting for Star Wars.
Star Wars is coming as well. Later. Man, couple of solid months of solid movies on the way here. So come back to A Freak Accident for all your movie news, and we'll tell you what we think, and you'll agree if you know what's good for you. On the way next, the worst Tinder date ever. I love this story, and I can't wait to share it with you.
We've been waiting on this.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
You would think that with online dating, the advent of online dating, that dating would be easier now than ever.
No, it's a bad idea.
No, it's a lot worse, I've noticed. Leads to a lot more terrible things, because this is what happens when you don't get the opportunity to actually know the people you're asking out. You're just kind of plugging in via the web.
Yeah, socializing helps.
It does.
You could do online dating and socialize.
Not everybody had your super successful experience, bud.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, when you go through the things like Match and all those other ones, you're able to at least converse. Tinder, you're literally swiping.
Yeah.
You could message them, but usually people just swipe.
It's entirely based on looks.
Lovely.
And like whatever little blurb they leave below their name.
And then you message afterwards, and then you meet up, and it's terrible.
Right. So that's why when you get a story like this, kind of makes you want to like go to the library to find a nice girl or
grocery mart
or the sewer, anywhere but Tinder. Okay,
oh, we're going back to Ick.
Because this guy,
I love you.
you want your boots? This guy actually started a GoFundMe.
What?
I guess to recoup the cost of what this. You know, the impact that this had on his life.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's bad. His story's on Bro Bible. You'll understand.
Therapy?
You'll understand soon enough.
Go ahead.
His Lead name us down
is,
this story.
His name is Liam Smith. Or Smythe. I don't know. It's S-M-Y-T-H. Smith. Smythe. I think it's Smith. Just he's too fancy to use an I like a normal person.
Hipster parents.
I recently took a girl I met on Tinder to Nando's. I don't know what Nando's is. I'm assuming it's a restaurant. We had a lovely evening and enjoyed each other's company very much. You'd think off to a good start.
Well,
right?
Yeah, that sounds like a great day.
So he thought.
After our meal, we repaired back to my house. I've never heard that.
Repaired?
I'm reading it off of his GoFundMe.
Where is he from?
Idiot Town, USA.
What state is that in?
Dopesylvania.
He's typing with autocorrect.
Okay.
Yeah. Repaired back to my house for a bottle of wine and a Scientology documentary. Oh.
Well, here's the problem.
Yeah. The romance begins now.
This is the hipster generation, people. Like, this is what they do.
About an hour into Louis Theroux and chill, my date got up to use the toilet. She returned with a panicked look in her eye.
Oh, no.
And told me she had something to tell me.
She clogged the toilet. She has a megacolon, right?
I went for a poo in your toilet, she told me, and it would not flush. I don't know why I did this, but I panicked, she continued. I reached into the toilet bowl, wrapped it in tissue paper, and threw it out the window.
Ow! Why would that be your immediate... Why would that be your immediate response?
I don't know.
Who reaches into the toilet?
Yeah, to, you reached into it.
What?
At least she covered her hand with tissue paper.
No, that doesn't make it any better.
No, you're still only... What if he only had one ply?
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying. I got to know the pliage.
Okay, so it goes on. I was understandably concerned and told her we would go outside, bag up the offending poop in the garden, bin it, and pretend the whole sorry affair had never happened. Unfortunately, owing to a design quirk of my house, the toilet window does not in fact open to the garden, but instead into a narrow gap of about a foot and a half separated from the outside world by another non-opening double-glazed window. It was into this twilight zone that my date had thrown her poo. As can be seen in the picture, and you'll be able to see this at afreakaccident.com. As can be seen in the picture, the inside window opens at the top into the gap that is separated from the garden by a non-opening double-glazed window pane. Seeing only one solution, I messaged our house group chat and went upstairs to find a hammer and chisel to smash open the window.
Can I just say something? How annoying is it living there that you have a house group chat? Oh, God. That must be just a beating.
I mean, it's a good way to keep in touch with your neighbors.
Make sure everything's okay.
It depends on if you have good neighbors or bad neighbors.
We're not done.
Okay.
My date had other ideas, he goes on to say. Being an amateur gymnast, she was convinced that she could reach into the window and pull the poop out using the tried and tested inside-out bag-as-glove technique. Unfortunately, she couldn't reach. She climbed further in and had the same problem. Eventually, I agreed to give her a boost up and into the window. She climbed in head first after her own turd, reached deeper into the window, bagged it up, and passed it out over the top and back into the toilet from whence it came. She called out to me to help her climb out from the window. I grabbed her waist and pulled, but she... But she was stuck fast. Try as we might, we could not remove her from the window. She was stuck fast, upside down, in the gap. Here is a picture to illustrate. Now, Mickey, I'm going to show you this.
What?
She posed. Oh, she isn't even that pretty. Why would he go for her? No, I mean, seriously, if you're so...
That's Lazy E at AfreakAccident.com.
Listen, she's not bad looking, but when you're reaching for poo, you better be a supermodel.
Unfortunately for my date at this stage, I could see only one way out of our predicament. She had been upside down in the window for around 15 minutes at this point, and I was starting to grow concerned for her health. I called the fire brigade. Bristol's finest were on scene, sirens blaring in a matter of minutes. Once they had composed themselves after surveying the scene in front of them, they set to work removing my date from the window using all of their special firemen hammers and tools. It took them about 15 minutes. Here's the picture of them working. And the best part about this picture is, like, there they are huddled in the bathroom, and you just see the legs sticking up out of the window.
Hi, guys!
Oh,
how you doing?
God.
Unfortunately, although they rescued my date unharmed from what must have been a rather unpleasant confined space to find yourself in the process they had to completely destroy the window with their special fire tools. I'm not complaining. They did what they had to do. Problem is, I've been quoted north of 300... Oh, this is in Europe. No wonder.
Well, yeah, Bristol, England.
Yeah, north of 300, what's that, pounds to replace the window? As a postgraduate student, this is a significant chunk of my monthly budget. In fact, this is my monthly budget. So I'm turning to the internet for help. If people could donate just a couple of pounds/dollars/yen/rupees/Pokemon credits, whatever, North Korea won to help me repair my now broken window, I would be eternally grateful. If the window is not repaired, my landlord may well kill me. So you would be literally helping to save a life.
Are euros gone?
I don't know. I think they're still around in some countries.
Okay.
How funny would it be if we sent them Pokemon credits?
We should.
Like, we got to find out how to send it to them because we got to send this to
them. So, like, did the date go well after that? Did you ever see her again? I have so many questions.
Oh, we should try to get him on the line.
If you can, I'll gladly talk to him.
That would be great.
Was his toilet clogged?
Ooh, that's another. See, this is why we need to talk to him.
Yeah. Was the poop big enough to actually clog your toilet?
Did she have a megacolon? Is she like the girl me?
There's way too many questions here.
Why would she poop at your house? People don't do that. You don't poop at some stranger's house.
And if you had to go that bad, wouldn't you have gone like before?
Or after?
Yeah, anything. Mickey's like, nah, just let it
Yeah,
rip.
Yeah, just, yeah. Bathroom.
Mickey's like, I poop wherever I want. It doesn't matter.
I do.
And pop a squat and boom, I'm outside, done.
Yeah.
Where'd outside come from?
I just figured you'd do it anywhere.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Oh, God.
So.
As happens.
Abraham Lincoln once said, whatever you are, be a good one. Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident. Music you can use.
You're goddamn right.
On A Freak Accident.
It has been way too long since we've introduced you to some awesome music that you should be listening to.
We had to wait for a nice cornucopia of songs to come
out. Yes. As we've previously established, we have great taste. The best taste.
We are the Trump of music. The best of the best, the best taste.
Right, yeah. We know what we're talking about, and you should listen to everything that we say, because we'll steer you in the right direction. You can trust us.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey, honest
Don't
to God,
trust
you. Do not...
Too late, she already
Do not
it.
Ruin this
Ruining it
for the listener,
yep, she
okay?
When she ruins that every week.
Well, yeah.
All right, now let's start off with the Foo Fighters. Let's do it.
It's the granddaddy.
Ah, yes. Now we've talked about this song before on the show.
Yeah.
Love this song. I mean, I was so excited. Then they had the second song come out, "The Stars Are a Neighborhood."
The
sky
sky's
is a neighborhood.
Neighborhood.
And then now, finally, the full length album "Concrete and Gold" is in stores. And I'll tell you what, Lazy E, when you were saying that the rumors were floating around that this was going to be their Sgt. Pepper, their The Wall.
The White Album.
Oh, the White Album. It. You know, so, I heard somebody say it was going to be their Sgt. Pepper. It was
Yeah, Sgt. Pepper
was
another one.
It was going to be their The Wall.
Yeah.
It kind of is, because this is like, I mean, in my opinion anyway, this is their best work to date.
What it is, and... I think I the best way to point it out, if you like old Foo Fighter music, like that old sound, throw that out the window, because it really isn't.
Yeah, it's, no.
I equate it to, it came straight out of the 70s. This whole album came out of the
70s. Yeah, there was definitely some major Pink Floyd influence in some of the songs.
Yeah,
Beatles.
Beatles,
Paul McCartney.
Heavy Beatles influence.
Prince.
Yeah,
McCartney was on it. Do you know what I even
Prince,
heard?
Yeah, there was Prince influence in there, too. You get that a lot, actually.
One I picked up in a, like, and it's not a whole songs, but I picked up, like, a Mamas and Papas type of vibe in some songs.
Yeah, some of them.
Dude, you know what? I just love how interesting it is. Like, it's varied. It comes at you from a lot of different directions, does a lot of different things, does them all well, I'll point out. I mean, I must have listened to the record like 12 times already. Like, I just can't stop listening to it. It's just, I pick up different things every time I listen through.
The thing about this album is, this was the right song. Run was the right one to start with radio-wise, because it's the most familiar.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it goes, I mean, like we were saying, it goes everywhere. What was that? Oh, I thought you were saying something. Nope. You have
there's a bug flying
there's
around
There's a bug flying around, yeah.
Don't care.
One thing I love, and it goes back to their analog recording, while you're listening to the car, there's guitars from one side of your speakers, and then you get drums on the other side. If one of your speakers is broken, just don't listen to your car.
You're not getting the full effect. Yeah, I mean, I know Murderer isn't impressed. I'm not
either.
He's listening to this. You're not? Really?
No.
No. You didn't like it?
I could hear all the influences, and I do like the fact that they tried something different, and it's not all Foo Fighters, quote-unquote. Like, they didn't go with themselves. They tried outside the box. I couldn't make it through each song. I literally got 15 seconds in, 20 seconds into each song, and I was just like, I can't do it.
We could not be further apart on that.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
The thing about the Foo Fighters are, I've noticed they are very polarizing. There are people that are just staunch, I hate the Foo Fighters.
You know, I wonder if it isn't because of the amount of exposure that they get, because that's one thing Murderer said when I commented on it. He said, oh, well, when, you know, they're overplayed on radio all the time, they can grow on you like a wart.
Sure, absolutely.
And I thought, you know, well, what does he have against warts? He should love warts, you know? He's in a relationship with a witch.
Oh, no.
I've been sitting. Yes,
I had to stop the music. I had to do that.
I've been sitting on that all day.
all day.
Just we're not even going to continue the song. That was too good. So, yeah. Oh, man.
Just think about it. On this show, Mickey is Satan. She's a witch. There was that other thing that was said. You're taking a beating tonight, but you know what?
Take it as a compliment. It's fine.
I think it goes without saying. I mean, I'll tell you right now. It was funny. The first time I listened to it, and like you said, it takes a couple listens and stuff like this. Isn't one of those albums like Wasting Light that was just boom. I was like,
no, it actually was for me. It was boom right up front, but I love it more the more I hear it.
I was going to give it, because I still liked other Foo Fighter albums more the first one through. I gave it, I was thinking 4.5, and then I listened to it again, and then I gave it a 5.
Yep.
I was like, it's just, it when I listened to it, and like I said, now I know what it was like in the 70s to pick up an album. Ah. It was just cool.
I think it's a masterpiece. 5 out of 5 from me. Mickey, you're going to really make me upset, and I'm going to pretend.
Probably.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with a 2.
That was actually me. That wasn't the drop. That was me, pure, unadulterated rage and horror.
Yeah, but again, like I said, the Foo Fighters, they're kind of like,
yeah,
they have their Nickelback haters against them. You know what I mean? Like, there's always people that hate Nickelback. There's always going to be people that hate the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
it's not that I hate the Foo Fighters, because I like their older stuff. This is just
hipster.
Out in left field for their music.
I mean, look, somebody always needs to be wrong, because otherwise conversations aren't interesting. So, Mickey, thank you for filling that role on the show today. You can stick your 2 right up your number 2 slot, as far as I'm concerned, and I will stick with my 5, and Lazy E will stick with our 5. You can listen to us. We know what we're talking about, at least.
And another, no,
don't trust the actual musician of the group. Trust the 2 schmucks who've just done radio for a long, long time.
Those who can't, DJ.
That's right.
But if you, again, if you have, this is your first music you can use segment you've ever heard, we'll have all the links to videos and all the information over at afreakaccent.com.
Next album, Concrete and Gold, great. Next album, Greta Van Fleet. It's not an album, it's an EP, it's an extended play. I loved the song when I heard it. Definitely influenced by Led Zeppelin in a heavy, heavy way. But I like that. There's definitely, it borders on ripoff, but I don't think it necessarily lands square on ripoff. Necessarily.
It is a little bit updated. It is a little bit. I mean, I'll agree with you. The other songs, though, man, they are good.
Yeah, I really like that 4th one. On Black Smoke Rising, the title track. I like that one a lot.
I saw them when they came by our area. I talked to them a little bit. And the kid goes, because they're kids, the oldest one in the group goes, that one and that one, they just graduated high school in June. I nearly shot myself.
Right.
Like, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. 18 years old and you have that much talent.
I know. What's our excuse, right? We're almost twice as old as them.
I started in radio when he was 5. And Mickey, she's just a bane of terrible.
I mean, so I like the EP. Granted, it's only 4 songs. It's not much to get a real read on them. You know, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to necessarily come square on down and say, they're a ripoff. Now, if the album comes out, the full-length album, and it all sounds exactly the same, then I'll say, all right, maybe you guys are skirting a little too close to ripping off Led Zeppelin. But
well, I'll say, when I saw them live, they played more than 4 songs of their own.
Okay.
It's the same wheelhouse, but there's slower songs. It's very good. What I like about it, if you ever have a chance, see these guys live, watch their videos. The guy is so animated, the lead singer. Like, he has he makes the stage presence.
Okay.
He gets it.
Okay.
As far as the EP, 4 songs, I'd rate it a 3.5, I think I'd go.
I'm all 4 on this.
Yeah, I'm more leaning 3.5.
Yeah, I'm at like a 2.5.
Okay, Mickey's going halfway on it. Good, though. I mean, either way, whether it's a ripoff or not, it's still good music.
Still a form of flattery.
Right, right, yeah. And it's good music,
but
whether
you
want to say it's a ripoff or not.
And if you could do it right?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Queens of the Stone Age had a new album come out called Villains.
I have not heard this one. Have heard the song. Really like the song. It's Queens of the Stone Age. I mean,
the way you used to do.
Right.
They actually recorded this literally a block or a street from the Foo Fighters at the same time. So
was Josh Homme and Dave Grohl like throwing things probably at each other down the?
Well, they said they made a competition between each other when they would listen to songs, and they said that's why each album ended up being better than it originally was planned.
Okay.
Because competition just made it. Good. They wanted to be better than each other.
I can dig that.
This album came out the 25th of August. I want to say.
I think so, yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, so it's been out a while then.
It's a it's fantastic if you like their music.
Well, like I said, I haven't listened to it, so you guys would have to be the indicators on it for me.
What would you say?
Well, Murderer was super happy with it.
Okay.
So that's definitely to say, like, he's definitely a Queens of the Stone Age fan. So my take on it kind of falls in the lines of the Foo Fighter, where they went a little outside of their wheelhouse. It still sounds like Queen of the Stone
Age.
Very
much.
But they at least tried some different things, but not so far out there that I was like, oh, I don't like these. I could at least get through most of the songs. So there's definitely three or four songs on there I definitely like, and then there's a couple that I was like, eh, I'm not so sure.
Okay, so what would you rate it?
Probably like a 3.5.
Okay.
Very eclectic. She's right, though. Is it a blow-your-mind thing? No. 3.5 is probably where I'd land, too.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Queens of the Stone Age, villains.
It's worth a pickup. You know what? If you can, yeah. If you can afford it, go grab it.
I might steal it. I mean, totally purchase it legally and not download it illegally. We also like during these Music You Can Use segments, from time to time, we'll introduce you to somebody that you probably never heard of. Now, I have been saying for years that like our local area here in like the Scranton region of Pennsylvania is like a gold mine for talented music and for good music and talented musicians, I should say.
It's just not the area that, like a Nashville
right,
or
yeah,
something like that.
People always think Nashville, you know, you think like maybe even New York City, L.A., you know, Memphis, Tennessee to an extent, you know what I mean? It's like you think about those places. There's a lot of great musicians around here, though, doing really, really good stuff. And so, like, when these guys put out an EP, a local band, I thought, oh, we can give them some love on the podcast. Let it get out there a little
sure.
bit. Because the world, which we are worldwide,
yeah,
shout out Ukraine, we you know, they should know about what's going on in and around Scranton. You know, after all, we produced Breaking Benjamin. We produced,
which, by the way,
Motionless in White.
They have their sixth album done.
Cool.
Breaking Ben.
Great.
Just a little tidbit.
Motionless in White came from around here, you know what I mean?
Back in the 70s, The Boys.
Right. That's right.
Well, not too far from here. Fuel, I mean,
Title Fight, too.
Yeah.
Right? They're from around here. So, I mean, we put out some good stuff. Some good stuff comes out of the show. I don't know if it's like because people have nothing better to do but to make like really good music because
drinking pizza, it just makes good music.
There you go, right? So this band is called Behind the Gray. They've done some stuff before. This is their latest, though. It just came out like a week ago, I think. It's an EP, and it's called Treason. It's loud.
They are loud.
They are loud, and I definitely, I like... I'm getting like a Seven Dust kind of feel off of the this one. I mean, I have before too.
Heavily influenced by them.
Well, I mean, I love Seven Dust, so hey, that's okay.
I mean, you could hear it does sound like a lot. Do you know what I said? And I guess this is kind of Seven Dust, anyways. It's like if Tool met Incubus and they made an album. This would be Seven Dust.
Yeah,
but that is Seven Dust. I didn't even think about that.
I just love the kick drum sounds like a machine gun, and I love that sound. You know, it gets me.
What I like about them is they don't take the easy way out and just do the screaming vocals like you just heard. They add in the melodics right here, and it's a nice balance.
Yeah. I mean, it's only four songs on the EP, and it is, this will be linked at freakaccident.com, too. You'll be able to go to their website, download it, or, you know, order. I think it's on Amazon.
Yeah.
I think you can get it on Amazon, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're all signed up there.
Shout out to Behind the Gray, though. If you guys are listening, which I hope you would, the link where you're posting to pick it up, it is a broken link. So fix that.
Oh, yeah, good. Fix your link.
That
or else people
nice.
Can't buy you stuff.
Yeah, so if you go to CD Baby, iTunes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's new vocalist, too.
Third vocalist in.
Third, okay, so Dom Vito. But, I mean, he fits well with what they're doing.
Yeah.
I think it's, and they know him for a long time, too, I know.
Right.
I mean, he fits in well. The instrumentation's awesome on it. You know, the songs all sound great. I mean, I'd rate this one a 4 out of 5, personally. I mean, I really liked it. I mean, it's heavier, too, which is, it's more in my preferred area, you know
the
what
music,
I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I like music that makes me want to punch the lights out of who's ever not driving fast enough on the highway.
You see, like Greta Van Fleet, we don't have a large sample size.
Yeah.
But I'd give it a 4.
Okay.
Because I normally don't like the screaming stuff, but it's the right mix, and I like when people do that.
Yeah.
Seeing as I know these guys and I've had to work with them in the past, I'll give them a 4 because I know how much effort they put into
it. I thought you were
going to
go the opposite way. I thought she was going to be like, I know these jerks.
I could be that jerk.
They're getting a 1 out of me because I know them and I know they can do better.
They could do better, yes, but you know, knowing where they came from and what they have going on now, they are doing better,
yeah,
which is awesome.
They sound great.
Glad, yeah.
You know, and that's what I mean. Like, hey, the world should know because good music is good music.
When you're able to listen to it and go, is that a national band? You know, that's when you know that they did it right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I mean. And I would tell them they suck if they sucked. We tell Rich Howells that all the time. Him and his stupid podcast that beat us in that contest.
Yeah.
He
any gay scene. Yeah, yeah. You know what? You may have won, but guess what? You still have a terrible podcast.
So there you go. There's something for you to check out. A band maybe you've never heard of. So expanding your iTunes library there.
And
a
freakaccent.com. Just grab it all right there.
Now a new song. And I'm excited for this one because I love 30 Seconds to Mars and I haven't heard this yet. So this is going to be my first listen.
It's a secret. It's a secret. And I don't know if you're going to like it.
Maybe I won't. I don't know. It's called Walk on Water. This is a song, not an album, so we're going to listen to it here.
Yeah, the album, I believe, comes out in October?
Can you even see what you're fighting for?
I just watched Crisco's eyes light up in confusion.
I mean,
I kind of saw this was the direction they were going with the last stuff that they released.
It's pop.
It's kind of down the middle in a weird way. Like, wait until it gets...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it seems like a movie track. Like,
it reminds me of the song from The Lost Boys.
Yes! Yes!
Okay, yeah.
What was that song? I can't think of it.
Oh, I would never be. I just love Jared Leto's voice.
I love his voice, too. I mean, like I said, I've always loved this band. I don't dislike it.
It's an odd thing, right?
I don't quite know how I feel about it. I find myself not hating it, though, which is good. That's always a good sign, you know.
It's a weird...
It wasn't like when I heard the first Linkin Park song off that last album, and I wanted to throw my car radio right across the highway. It wasn't like that. That was immediate dislike, like right out of the moment of the first note. Like, this does not have that effect. So.
This is one of those you don't jam out in the car, but it's like you're sitting at home relaxing with
you
a
vibe
drink.
To it. Vibe
right.
To
this is probably something I continue to listen to. It reminds me of an older band called Boy Hits Car.
I remember them.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what it reminds me of. They're like redoing that whole scene again, which is like Indian infused music type of deal.
Yeah. You could definitely tell the influence of that with the drums, the heavy drums and everything like that. Do you know what it kind of has an influence from? Panic at the Disco. It kind of sounds like they're going their route with a lot of the harmonies and everything like that. I don't know. It reminds me a lot of them right now. At least this part. Crisco's thinking.
It's like, I feel like I'm when you sip scotch and you're just like kind of swishing it around in your mouth a little bit, letting it hit all your taste buds, and you're like, yes, yes. Picking up all the hints in the flavor.
Do you know what? I like it because I think if they went with their old sound, there's too many bands that are doing that sound now that it would just get lost in that fold. And he's a movie star. He's an artist.
Right.
He can't stay in one wheelhouse.
Yeah. He was a very questionable Joker.
before that, Fight Club.
Yeah. Don't I mean I don't dislike it. Definitely don't hate it, which is good. Not sure how much I do like it though. So I'm going to have to go with 2.5 for right now.
Okay.
I'm giving it a 3 because I caught myself in the bottom.
Leaning 3 for sure. I'm definitely leaning. All right, fine. 3. I'll give it a 3 because I'm leaning more into like territory than not. So I wouldn't give it a 50% score. So
you did
it. Yeah, 3. I think I'm okay
going
with,
3 as well.
Wow, the rare all of us agree on something. You know what? That's going to be one of those albums that it could go either way.
Yeah.
That's going to be weird, and we'll have all that information at freakaccident.com.
Yeah. I mean, if that's what that sounds like, I'm going to need to hear more, I think. I definitely want to hear more of that album before I buy it, because I'm not going to, you know, invest in 12 songs or whatever.
All right. Everybody investigate the computer of Crisco, because he will be illegally downloading
it. I will not be doing that.
You just said it with the song
Pay for all my music.
Queens of the Stone Age, you just
except
said
for that one. I pay for all the rest of my music.
Yep, and 30 Seconds to Mars.
Look at all of those hard copy CDs on my shelf back there. Paid for all of those.
Yep, stole them.
Did not steal like you more said, than a third of them.
Remember,
okay?
Remember before the best of when you said you ran away from cops?
You can't prove anything.
Yep. Illegal Crisco.
Hey, right. Well, let's wrap up this episode before any potential future employers hear about my misdeeds.
Well, just
assuming any of them are listening. Mickey, where does everybody have to go to find out more about our lovely podcast?
AFreakAccident.com.
And where can they click to find us on social media and interact with us all the time?
Please say a mouse.
The menu bar.
What button on the menu bar?
I don't know.
Connect.
Yeah, connect. That would be the button you click.
But I liked his answer better. Click the mouse.
I thought that's where she was going. I looked at her and I'm like...
I wish I had thought of it.
I know.
I'm so disappointed in myself right now.
We'll work on some lines after the show.
I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed in me being disappointed in you.
Just get over it already.
Click on podcasts. You can find every episode we've ever done. If you really like the show, leave us a good review on iTunes.
Why?
Good reviews help us climb higher on the charts.
I don't even like the show.
Maybe next year we can beat Rich in his stupid, stupid show.
We beat him still because his show still sucks.
We beat him in spirit. That's right. And in just overall quality. I don't care if you have more friends than we do, Rich. This isn't over, you hear me?
And
we will have a recount.
And you don't have hair.
Guys are so mean.
Yeah, we're follically beating you.
Well, me, you, thinning.
Hey, it's still there. Thinning, I got a nice lock.
So,
I got locks, baby.
So yeah, leave us a good review on iTunes. You can subscribe on iTunes too, and we'll get automatically delivered to you every week. You can also subscribe and find us on Google Play Music, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, anywhere podcasts are downloaded, really. And send us an email, freaks@freakaccident.com. If you include your mailing address, we will send you some free stickers just because we like you, and we'll appreciate you reaching out. Next week on the show, we are going to have the most common how-to questions that we Google.
Ooh.
We're going to find out just how stupid humanity is because what they need to ask Google how to do.
How to find the connect button.
There it is.
That's going to be number at least 3 on that list.
It's all for Mickey.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next week with more, and we hope you'll be back for it. For a freak accident, my name's Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are... I know that some things in life are...
Until... There's a freak accident.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.